This is Age of Treason Radio.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why. For there were many things I didn't know.
On the White Network.
By the hand, saying someday you'll understand. Well, I'm here to tell you now that you never mother's gone. You better learn your past, you better learn your young, for someday it never comes.
With your host, Tan Stoffel.
The title of this installment is Jewish Crypsis. Half-Jews, Part 1. What is a half-Jew? To me, it's someone who is part Jew and part something else. It's pretty simple. But this question, what is a half-Jew, actually is surrounded by controversy, or at least confusion. It's really, in the terms I defined it, there are several words for it. The Jews have a word, mamzer, which means bastard, and actually is a broader concept that covers all sorts of illegitimacy, but among them is the offspring of a mixed marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew. Other words for similar situations, mischling is the German word, specifically for a part Jew or half Jew. In America, we've used the word mulatto for someone who's part black, part white. Mestizo is someone who's part European and part Amerindian, used mainly in Central and South America. Hapa is an interesting word that's in recent use. It's apparently comes originally from Hawaii, where the Hawaiians used it. It means literally part, hapa does, and they'll say hapa haole for half white and half Hawaiian. And in California, the term has been appropriated and generalized to mean basically half Asian and half white. It might also mean to some people half Asian and half something else. I'm not clear on that, but the Wikipedia article on Hapa actually makes a pretty clear difference, a distinction between Hapa, which it doesn't frown upon the word, and in fact talks about how it being appropriated in California is actually seen as a inappropriate taking of a culturally Hawaiian word. And this is in distinction to other words meaning the same thing, mixed or like mischling or mulatto, for instance. If you go look those up, you see that it's frowned upon. It's not good. Those words are in some way stupid, crazy, or evil. The concept of a half-Jew creates a lot of cognitive dissonance. And what's at the root of the cognitive dissonance is, of course, what we've been talking about in this whole series here, is this Jewish pretense about what Jewishness is and what it isn't. And in this particular case, that Jewishness is all about religion is what causes it. And there's an article, for instance, in AnswersYahoo.com titled, "How is someone ever half, quote unquote, half Jewish or any other religion?" Now, I realize articles like this are written by who knows who, you know, probably some Joe Sixpack who's confused and just expresses their confusion. It could even be a troll who's taking a deliberately sticky question like this and putting it out there for to highlight the confusion around it. And maybe sometimes they might be acting dumber than they really are. But in my own experience in the real world with real people, this kind of confusion about what Jewishness is and what is a half-Jew actually exists, because people really do fall for the idea that being a Jew is just about, or being of a particular religion. And so this concept of half-Jew doesn't make sense to them. In fact, the way this person spells it out is the way they usually reason about it. They say, I hear all the time people saying they are half-Jewish or half-Catholic. I never hear anybody say that they're half-Catholic, but I think that they're just trying to emphasize their point that it's they think it's about religion. How are you half any religion? It's like being a virgin. Either you are or you are not. You cannot be half a virgin. It is not the same as being born from two different racial parents where you are half and half. Well, in fact, it is. And this is just – this is the cognitive dissonance. This is them denying what the reality is even while they grapple with it. The conclude, the very last sentence is – Judaism is not a race or ethnicity. It is a religion. The ethnicity of Jewish descent is Mediterranean. And they misspell descent. So I'm guessing that this is a legitimate question. And somebody who's really confused about this issue and really confused about what ethnicity means. But they are certain that Jewishness is about religion and it's not race. And where do they get that idea? They get that idea from Jews, because that's what Jews say. Of course, you can also find Jews that admit that it is based on – Jewishness is based on heredity. It's based on who your parents are. So they actually are sending mixed messages. And as I've pointed out before, the double talk from Jews creates double think in non-Jews, causes confusion. Because we try to put both things together and they conflict. And so we usually end up throwing one or the other out. And in this case, we're strongly encouraged to throw out the race idea and instead cling to the religion idea, even though it makes no sense. And half Jew is a good example where you can see it doesn't make sense. There are lots of people who use the term half Jew, and it's half Jews themselves that use the term. So this is part, this cognitive dissonance in non-Jews is matched by an identity crisis in the people who call themselves half-Jews, who are in this situation of being mixed. They think to themselves, who am I? Where do I belong? What should I believe? You know, what group do I identify with? It's a crisis of identity. And on the one hand, just like everybody else, they can see that being white, you know, for the Jews who are half white and half Jewish, they can see that white identity is pathologized and demonized. You know, only stupid, crazy, evil people openly and positively identify as white. And on the other side, they can see the Jewish identity is presented positively. And even though Jews present themselves as poor, oppressed victims, the reality is that they're not oppressed and they're not persecuted and are successful and they have a strong network and they support each other. And so it's really a no-brainer for a half-Jew to want to identify with their Jewish half. If they're pragmatic and materialistic, they certainly think in those terms. The main problem, of course, is that the Jews don't generally want them. We'll get into that in more detail in a bit here. I want to take a little detour here to give an example of a half-Jew that I've actually had an encounter with, cross paths with, and that is a blogger who goes by the pseudonym Unamused and operated, at least back in 2011, a blog called Unamusement Park, and focused to my knowledge, mainly on black crime and violence and made intelligent arguments, things that are pretty obvious about black, the problem of living anywhere near blacks and why nobody wants to live there. But he would say them out loud and he would say them in a straightforward, intelligent manner and would cite statistics and so forth. At one point, though, he wrote about this issue about himself being a half Jew. And in fact, even before I wrote about him, he had come to my blog and made a comment that he actually opened up by introducing himself as a sneaky half Jew. And he was being sarcastic, but it was the kind of sarcasm Jews often use where they say something that can be taken as sarcasm, but it's really actually intended and can certainly be taken as not sarcastic at all, as being just blunt, and described himself as a sneaky half-Jew. But his main point was that he was making excuses for the Jews, that he said he thinks the problem is liberal Jews and liberals in general, not liberal Jews and Jews in general. So that was the main point he wanted to make at that time, and then he went away. When I wrote my article focusing on him, I focused on the fact that he was making a big deal out of the fact that he had been, I guess, banned from Stormfront at one point. He had done all this work and made pamphlets and so forth talking about the black-white race problem. And this is a general tendency in the Jews who try to do pro-white type activism. They like to focus on race as a binary black-white thing. They want to paint it in the most extreme way it can be painted, because they want Jews basically to be seen as white. I often write that as quote-unquote lowercase white, you know, as opposed to capital white. We're proud to be white, and we're white, and Jews aren't white, to make that distinction. And Jews, of course, like this unamused, are not happy at all with that kind of talk and with anyone who makes that kind of point. And that was what he was upset about. Wasn't me saying that. He was upset about the Stormfront crowd excluding him and banning him, according to him, and all because he's a Jew, a quote-unquote Jew. And he, in the process of describing this, denied he was a Jew, described himself as not knowing he was a Jew until he was a teen, and that he didn't care at all about Jews. But as the thread went on and he was challenged on certain points, it became clear that he did care about his Jewishness, and that his whole meltdown was about him being rejected because other people saw him as a Jew. And he got morally outraged by that. You know, and by the end, he was talking about genocidal anti-Semitism and people being irrationally hating all Jews for no reason whatsoever, and making the argument that, look at all the good work that I've done. That just proves that Jews can do good pro-white work. And he had sort of lost track of his argument. You know, the argument at the beginning was, I'm not a Jew, and you should accept me. And by the end of the argument, he had become so emotional that he was now saying, well, as a Jew, and I've done all this good work, you should let all Jews in. You shouldn't exclude Jews at all, even full-blown Jews who say they're Jews. So it's just one of the many experiences that I've had in the past that form my opinion as to why Jews can't be trusted, why even half Jews can't be trusted. And I'll make the point now that I didn't even make in my blog post at the time, that obviously, even though Unamused found out late that he was a half Jew, he knew it for years while he was doing all of this pro-white activism, and kept it to himself, and then only later unveiled it or revealed it somehow, or it was revealed by somebody else to the people at Stormfront, who then banned him. And he decided to get mad at Stormfront for banning him rather than accepting the fact that he was dishonest. And really, if people get upset about somebody being dishonest about something like that, that they have every right to get upset. Instead, of course, he turned it around and blamed them and literally painted them as stupid, crazy, and evil for thinking that this was even important. And of course it's important from a white point of view, with the history of Jews, the racial conflict between whites and Jews, and what Jews have done to whites over the past several thousand years. It's well within our rights and our interests to exclude Jews and to exclude even partial Jews. So that's the story of Unamused. It's valuable, I think, because it's a particular example and something I can point to in fairly good detail there. And it's also the exception that kind of proves the rule, that people like Unamused are rare. The half-Jews, although they always seem to want to get out in front and lead and tell everybody else what to think and do and what's good and what's bad, and want to exclude anti-Semites from the pro-white movement. That's what the general tendency is. That's how they reveal themselves ultimately, is by always wanting to make that the policy. That, for the most part, half-Jews seem to want to be Jewish. They don't want to be pro-white. They don't want to be white. They want to be Jews. And that's something that will come out in some more of these things that I'm going to talk about now. One of the thoughts I had when I had this encounter with Unamused was, why doesn't he get angry with the Jews for excluding him? And I thought this not just of him, of course, but of half-Jews in general. But I didn't really know all that much about the extent of the half-Jewish community, or how many people there were that identify as half-Jewish. But in researching for this podcast, this aspect of Jewish identity and Jewish Crypsis, I encountered quite a few. One of the ones that I'll cite is an article, Half Jews, Modern Day Judaism as a Math Problem. And the author is David Kirsch. It was published in the Huffington Post. And I think this is kind of typical, more typical than the Unamused is, in that here's a guy who's writing under his real name. He's not doing pro-white activism and makes a living doing this kind of thing, I would guess, unlike Unamused. But he has the same snarky, sarcastic attitude about the whole thing, and in fact tries to make a big joke out of the whole thing, that he's not mixed himself, but his children are. He's married to a non-Jewish woman. And you see pretty much all the elements here in this one article amidst the snark. What's so funny about the sarcasm and the mocking of the whole concept of half-Jew is that he's reviewing all the various aspects of it, all of the markers of Jewishness and all the markers that distinguish someone who's not Jewish, and how mixed up his family is because of this mixture that he, this sin that he's committed. And in, at the end, he actually admits that he's conflicted, that he has this identity crisis. He says that here I am writing a piece about Jewish identity because I am confused about my Jewish identity. And it's, you know, Huffington Post is one of those many places on the internet, you could consider it even mainstream media, that gives a soapbox to Jews to talk about their Jewishness and their identity crisis and what it means to be a Jew. And whereas, you know, for white people, we've got to go and create our own thing, which is what the white network is about. As I say, this half-Jewish thing is a significant phenomena. It's a significant demographic phenomena, according to some claims. There's a book titled The Half-Jewish Book, A Celebration, published in 2000. And the blurb for it at Amazon describes it as, "It's happening fast. The population of half-Jews in America is well on its way to surpassing the population of full Jews. And with this population shift has come a revolutionary transformation of what it means to be half-Jewish. Sure, some people say you are either Jewish or not, and there's nothing in between, but the authors emphatically disagree. They say half-Jews are a unique subculture of people who draw from both sides of their heritage and synthesize their cultural halves into a remarkable new identity. The Half-Jewish Book celebrates this unique identity that until now has been ignored, maligned, and misunderstood." The interesting thing about this is the happy face it tries to put on who's doing the maligning and the misunderstanding. It's not the Nazis. It's not racists. It's Jews that are actually maligning and misunderstanding them. But, you know, they don't say that. And their claim that they want, that they're a unique subculture, is mainly because Jews exclude them, or at least push them away. They want to be Jews. This could be seen as an extension. This installment about half Jews could be seen as an extension of the last one, the wannabe Jews, where I talked about how these non-Jews, there's this phenomena of non-Jews, non-biological Jews that want to be Jews, And here we have, in half Jews, an example where they actually have some partial claim on being Jewish. At least one of their parents is Jewish. And yet, as we'll see in some of the coming material, they're rejected by the Jews, even though they are biologically half Jewish. In lots of these half Jew type links that I'll provide, they cite lists of famous people that are half Jews. And a lot of them are recurring people. I won't bother listing them, but some of them are notorious as Jews. Bill Maher comes across as this typical rude Jew, just as one example. Another site along the same lines of as far as identity of half Jews is titled BetaGershom.org. What's notable about them is the paragraph they write here. If you have mixed ancestry, you may have wondered, am I a Jew? Or what nation do I belong to? Unfortunately, most of the different Jewish denominations disagree regarding who is born a Jew. They disagree because they each has interpreted the language of the Torah differently. And the reason that this has happened is quite simple. The texts they speak that speak of children of intermarriage in the written Torah do not explicitly state whether a child of intermarriage is or is not a part of Israel. Hence, each denomination has interpreted according to their particular traditions. This is almost entirely bullshit. The Torah is actually confusing because it's encoded. It's not meant to be clear on anything, really. You could see it in almost any way you want to. It's all about how the Jews themselves decide to interpret it. And this issue about the offspring of intermarriage and intermarriage itself is a controversial one historically from the beginning in Judaism. That they say that they seem to be pretending that it's about religion and this talking about it being different in different denominations. The real general rule is that the more orthodox the Jew is, the more strict they are about frowning upon and considering intermarriage verboten. Whereas the more secularized, the more non-religious, quote-unquote religious, the more liberal and accepting they are of intermarriage and are often intermarried themselves. It's a mark of the liberal secular Jew to be intermarried. The Half Jewish Network is another website welcoming adult children and grandchildren of intermarriage. But the thing about this site and all of these sites that have to do with serving a supposed half Jewish community is they are all anemic. They're all very inactive, or obviously the effort of like one person who's just excited about this and energized and trying to do something about it, trying to do some kind of activism. And so there's not very much support for them. You could say the same, I guess, about the White Network. But my sense is that this particular site, the Half Jewish Network, actually has less support and less activity than the White Network. But that's the main point I want to make is that it's inactive. It's at the moment, its archives go from October 2011 to September 2012. The claim is made that it was founded in 2005, but there's no internet activity until 2011. The purpose here, they talk about being welcoming, and they use the word welcome, welcome, welcome over and over. Including, they say, we welcome biracial, multiracial, and mixed heritage adult children. Of course they do, because that's what being a half-Jew is. It's multiracial, essentially. We greet DNA half-Jewish people, and they put that in quotes, who have learned that they have partial Jewish ancestry from genealogical searches and DNA tests. Amazing, isn't it? You can tell whether you have Jewish heritage by looking at your DNA. It's not so amazing when you realize that it's not about religion and it's biological. It's about race. it's a racial thing. Why does the network exist? Well, they say there are almost no resources for us of any kind. We have almost no public voices or spokespersons to give feedback or comments when decisions are made about us in the Jewish world and in other faith-based and secular communities. Well, nobody really but Jews talks about half-Jews. It's not really, I mean, since the Nuremberg laws in the 1930s, there really hasn't been anybody else but Jews talking about half-Jews. So they're being a little dishonest there, trying to broaden the idea of who it is that's not paying attention to them. And it's they make a good point here that it's in glaring contrast, this lack of attention, to the huge amount of research and the numerous organizations and spokespersons for interfaith couples, our parents, and the grandparents. In other words, my translation of this is there's a lot of effort put into preventing intermarriage or helping the parents and the grandparents cope with the fact that their children decided to marry out and not be Jews. But that once for the children themselves, they may as well not exist as far as the Jews are concerned. Another couple of websites here, Jews in All Hues, Dual Heritage Jews. Just an interesting statistic they quote. I don't know how accurate this is. Currently, 52% of all Jews, 28 and under, in the United States are dual/multiple heritage Jews. Dual or multiple heritage Jews include people who have one Jewish parent, adopted Jews, Jews by choice, Jews of color, among others. And then in parentheses it says, including those with one Sephardi and one Ashkenazi parent. So that gives you, I mean, who is going to distinguish between having one Sephardi and one Ashkenazi parent but Jews? It's Jews doing that level of discrimination amongst Jews, or half-Jews in this case. Jewish, another site, Jewish Multiracial Network, because Jews come in all colors. This is just more of the celebrate diversity nonsense. And this is one of the things that, one of the routes that half-Jews can go to resolve their identity crisis is to really latch onto this whole diversity push. You know, they're part of that diversity that's happening. And so they love it and want to buy into that. An article along the lines of the identity crisis, probably I should have cited this a little earlier, is The Half-Jews Complaint, written by Sadie Stein in back in 2009. And her article itself isn't all that interesting, other than her insisting that she does identify as a half-Jew because her father was Jewish and her mother wasn't, and that she says there's lots of other people like her, especially in New York. She's encountered many. But she points to an article coming out of Israel that is actually much more interesting. And I had to dig it up off of archive.org because it's a dead link. And this is a recurring theme in some of these articles here, that you find these links to things that are controversial discussing the issue. But they're gone now, and you have to go dig them up out of archive.org if you can. In this installment, we've talked about how Jewishness is by heredity, not religion. The Jews themselves create the confusion about it by insisting it is about religion, at least some of the time. But you can find plenty of evidence that it's not. You can find evidence that Jews are concerned about mixing, that they recognize and penalize, they discriminate against the people who are mixed. The truth is that they keep that hidden and distorted as well.